You know the old story about Zacchaeus and the sycamore.
Mm-hmm. He had to climb up to see Jesus pass.
That's right.
We called him Zacharias, y'all. It's Zacchaeus now.
Yeah.
And what was it? The other day, something in Sunday school, we was calling, and that man said, well, when I was young, we called it this, and now we call it this. So I said, well, just call it whatever you want to. We know what you're talking about.
Now, this house, what did you used to burn to keep warm? Tell me about how you'd make a fire.
Well, over here was woods, and we'd go over and haul it here, and cut. We had the dog irons or andirons.
Yeah.
And I still got a pair. And we put a big log in the back, called a back log.
Uh-huh.
And then we built a fire and put little ones in front. And that back log would stay there all day long.
I see.
And we burned little ones in front.
Now this house, that house had two. It had one. Let's see. It had on one side. It had one. One place where you could make a fire, you call that the smoke goes up through the...
Well, that's a fireplace.
Yeah.
Fireplace and chimney.
Yeah.
Had a fireplace and chimney on this side, as they had one here. We had four fireplaces.
Wow. What rooms were they in? Did you have one in the bedrooms?
Yeah, we had one in the bedroom. I got five, and see, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's five places here.
Good grief. Now, the ground part, you call that the what?
Hearth.
Hearth. Mm-hmm. I see. Did you ever have a place like that on a stove, on an old-fashioned stove, maybe kind of a raised
place? A tin stove?
Yeah.
That's what I used to build in the dining room all the time. I had a tin stove, and I had a zinc under it. And it was 15 feet. I believe after Harry and I moved back down here, after his mother died, I moved back down here. And we lowered at 15. We lowered that. We just put it to the ceiling, to the top of the thing. See, we couldn't get any lower. It's 9 feet now.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'll tell you, it was something to heat. It's something to heat now.
Because it's so high.
Mm-hmm. It's not high either. But it took me for the longest to get used to it. It looked like I was going to get mashed down every time I walked in with it after I got it put lower. It's just a space between there and the top. Buff, you going to get there yet?
No, he didn't get it yet. I'll tell you a story, though. I was taping an interview with a man in Louisiana, and his dog kicked the thing off the stand and broke it. I had to drive all the way down to New Orleans to get a new microphone.
Good grannies.
Yeah.
Hear that?
He was a nice man.
You heard that, didn't you? Well, you mustn't do that. Now, this house, I think my husband was a little bitty thing, but he remembers it. And he was on a horse, and they had a pond over here, he said. And his mother over there made him all the children work, you know, and he said he had picked up chips and put them on the back porch. We had chips where they cut wood to start the fire with. That was our kindling. And he had the back porch, he said, a big box full. Said he that burned, and said that hurt him worse than anything.
Yeah.
Because those chips burned. And he remembers this house being built.
Now, you said you started a fire. You'd use that kind of a rich, real rich wood maybe and cut it up?
No, just anything you could find that was small. You had a piece of paper, and you put these chips. When you cut wood, I'd make chips.
Mm-hmm.
That was our kindling. We always had a box of chips.
Do you ever have light? Do you call it light wood or?
No, just wood, just chips. I had any kind of wood. Most of it was hickory and oak. We didn't burn much anything else, because it wasn't elm and gum didn't burn good. We always had oak and hickory to burn, and we killed 5-6 hogs sometimes.